This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata.
Walking in New York City is almost a competitive sport.
I'm walking here!
And people in cities really do walk faster than their country counterparts, 2.8 feet per second faster, according to a worldwide study in the 1970s. But that speedier pace of life extends to other aspects of city living, too.
There's more inventions per capita in large cities, or more mobile telephony usage in larger cities.
Lev Varsna, an information theorist at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. He says you might expect Twitter use to increase in larger cities, too. But after analyzing 2.5 million tweets from 50 U.S. cities, his team concluded the opposite is true. There's actually less tweeting per capita as population rises. But those who do tweet in big cities are more prolific, tweeting more often on average than their small-town counterparts.
And so what we've discovered is that there's kind of a core of people that we call town tweeters that seem to emerge. And those people are actually tweeting a lot, and then everyone else is not tweeting very much in large cities. And so those, what we call town tweeters, are essentially serving as an information broadcast infrastructure.
Their analysis is in the journal Sage Open. Of course, the faster pace of life in big cities also means that these days, lots of people text and tweet while they're walking. In a 2018 remake of Midnight Cowboy, maybe a more accurate line for Ratso Rizzo would be, "Hey, I'm tweeting here."
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.